Finally, the long suffering Friday was over. Then came the Sabbath. And after Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of Jesus, they were ready to go to see the body of Jesus in the tomb. It was really, really early in the morning. In fact, some of the gospel declares that it was even dark when they were getting ready to go to the tomb. As they approached the tomb, they were asking themselves, who will roll the stone of the tomb? They didn't know that the stone was already moved. These women did not believe in the resurrection. They did not go to check and see if the tomb was empty. They were confused. The Bible said that they were ready to go and anoint Jesus' body. So they were expect to find something there. Now, the first people who need to be convinced about the resurrection were the disciples. This was very interesting for them. The disciple was confused. How is Jesus going to do this? I mean, they saw Jesus healing people. They saw Jesus walking on the water. They saw Jesus calm the storms. But taking his life back again, it is not possible. It's not going to happen. In fact, the disciples were so afraid that when Jesus was explaining to them that he has to go to Jerusalem, that he has to go and die for our sins, they got afraid. If you read Mark chapter 9, verse 30 and 32, you will see that they were so afraid when Jesus was praying to them, I have to go and die. And they stopped asking questions. They didn't want to know anymore. See, they thought that this time, this Jesus is not going to happen. This is not going to happen, Jesus. I know that you've done great things, but this is something that will not happen. Now, the first hint that something was already happened, that something was already done, was the fact when the woman saw the tomb, that the stone was moved, something must come to their mind. Something happened. But they couldn't remember. They did not remember the promise of Jesus. The Son of Man must be delivered over the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day, rise again. They did not remember the promise. Today we need to remember that Jesus is coming back. We need to remember that he is alive. We need to remember that he is here with us. If I ask you, what do you have for lunch 2 weeks ago? You probably won't remember. But you will never forget what Jesus has done for you. Amen. So when they go to the tomb, they saw the angels there. And this is the question that angels ask. Why are you looking for Jesus? Why are you looking for the living one among the dead? He is not here. He is alive. For every Christian, the resurrection is not only real, but relevant. The reality of the resurrection is central and critical to everything that we believe. The evidence is compelling. Jesus rose from the grave. But beyond the fact that Jesus came out of the grave, we must answer one thing. what it does matter. What is matter? What is the point of that? What the resurrection has to do with me personally? For one, the resurrection matters today because we can live forgiven lives every single day. Every person lives with the consequence of sin. We'll experience brokenness, shame, and guilt because sins destroy everything and everyone in his path. The resurrection means that I can be unchanged from the bondage of sin and delivered from his power. Jesus' blood cleans us. He is a risen redeemer. And now he can guarantee that he has conquered sin. Because of the resurrection, we know that God accepted the Savior's sacrifice and we are forgiven. If Jesus is still in the grave, we are still in our sins. A dead Savior cannot forgive the sins of the living one. When you read 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 14, the Bible says, "And if Christ has not been raised from, has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith." If Christ is still in the grave, there's no point to have faith. There's no point to have hope. There's actually no point to preach the gospel. But because he lives. Because he lives. We can live forgiven and free. Because he lives. I can face tomorrow. Because he lives. I can walk in faith. Because he lives. Now I can have hope. And because he lives, that's why I'm praying to him. Because he lives, that's the reason why we sin. Because he lives, I can talk about him. I can preach about him. I can pray to him. And I can wait for him. Because he lives. Oh yes, I know. I know that my Redeemer lives. I know that my Redeemer lives. What comfort this sweet sentence gives. You know the song? He lives. He lives to bless me with his love. He lives to bless me in time of need. He lives to silence all my fears. He lives to wipe away my tears. He lives, brothers and sisters. He lives. Praise the Lord. He lives. Think about it. Pharisees couldn't kill him. Pharisees couldn't stand him. When they found out, they couldn't stop him. Pilate couldn't find any fault in him. Herod couldn't kill him. Death couldn't handle him. And the grave couldn't hold him. He lives. He lives. So the resurrection means that we are forgiven. That we are transformed by the power of the living God. So sin and death have no power. We can overcome every temptation and endure every trial because of the resurrection. The risen Christ lives in our lives today. He is the one who changed the way we do things. It is the living transformation, the power of Christ, who changed who we are. The resurrection matters today because we now have living hope. Bible said, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, "Blessed be the God of and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ." We have living hope in Jesus Christ. Hope means that Jesus is the Lord of our todays and our tomorrows. He is a risen Redeemer, and he's coming again with power and glory. And we can live with expectation that he will one day, that one day we'll be with him forever. Amen. We can live every day with the security of this promise in our mind, that the same Jesus who died on the cross, the same Jesus who died on the cross for our sins, the same Jesus who conquered death and walked out of the tomb, the same Jesus who was taken into heaven, is the same Jesus who will come back for us. What a great promise do we have. He is a great promise keeper. It is risen. He is alive. The tomb is empty. The tomb is empty. We can wait for Jesus to come back. He is a great promise keeper. He is alive. Can you see him? He is alive. Can you feel it? He is alive with us. He is alive today. And he's coming back. Praise the Lord. Our Lord and Father, our Jesus, our big brother, is coming back for us. He is alive. Praise the Lord.
Through the blood of the eternal covenant, brought back from the dead, our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of his sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will. And may he work in us what is pleasing to him, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.